The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
No matter how messed up our day has been, no matter how imperfect our words and actions have been today, for these 25 minutes or so, sitting here in a relaxed, awake way, we can directly experience the happiness of non-remorse, because at this time, we're not harming, we're not taking what hasn't been given to us. At this time, we're not engaged in sexual misconduct. We're not speaking in ways that are hurtful, harmful. And we're not intoxicating the mind. So in other words, right now, we're living free from remorse. We're not acting in ways that cause remorse or agitation in the heart. So let's take the time as we're just sitting awake and relaxed to appreciate the bliss of non-remorse. We can really trust that sitting here in this way, sitting in a relatively relaxed, upright, still way, that there's a purity in this action of sitting. And it has a very particular bliss of blamelessness. See if you can notice that and even rest in that, the wholesomeness. And even though, of course, we're not solving our problems or addressing the problems of the world, at least in these moments, we're not contributing to the hatred, to the greed, to the delusion, the ignorance of the world. Because we're choosing to be awake, we're choosing to relate kindly to the way that it is now, to be accepting, to see deeply into the depths of causes and conditions, how it all has come to be, seeing the difference between what is wholesome and what is unwholesome. So it's appropriate for us over and over again to notice, to train the mind to notice the bliss of this wholesomeness. If it's truly wholesome, if our sila, the quality of integrity, is good, then it should feel good as well. This feeling of integrity, of sila, should be discernible In the same way that if we caught ourselves plotting to get revenge, there would be the very natural unpleasantness of humiliation or the unpleasantness of remorse. So to support this contemplation tonight, find a way to remind yourself this heart, this mind is firmly grounded, firmly established in the resolve not to harm. This heart is firmly grounded in the resolve to not take what hasn't been given. Firmly grounded in not acting out my sexual energy in ways that harm others. Not speaking in ways that harm and not intoxicating the mind in ways that make me careless. This wholesomeness is a gift to myself. It's a gift to everybody in the room. It's really a gift to the whole world. This is the bliss, the happiness of blamelessness, of integrity. So, for example, you could use words like that at your own pace in a way that directs the mind to directly experience this happiness of integrity. And of course, if memories from something you did earlier today or earlier this week come to mind where you were less than skillful, then freely acknowledge the unpleasantness of remorse. It's good to feel the natural unpleasantness of having acted in a way that was unskillful. It stands as a reminder, honey, don't do that again, because it hurts. It causes suffering for oneself and others. So be careful next time. So it's quite natural as we're noticing that now there is this integrity, sitting in this way together is really wholesome, and so it feels good because of that. Then it makes it more, or it makes it easier to feel, to notice what was unskillful. It might just naturally arise in memory. So see clearly, oh yeah. And maybe even see it as a particular precept that was broken or not lived up to. Oh, I took something that wasn't actually given. Or I acted out this intention to harm, to put down, to close my heart off from. I use my words as a weapon. So then our sit tonight is really a contemplation of the experience of remorse, and at other moments, in other moments, the happiness of non-remorse. And even though we have made mistakes, of course, and so naturally feel the remorse when those mistakes come to mind as memory, we should also notice that here and now those mistakes are not being made. Here and now our action is quite pure, wholesome. And so when we recall how it is now, we notice the bliss of blamelessness, the happiness of non-remorse, because that's how it is now. And if you find it hard to connect with that, then be interested in what's in the way, what fixation or what thought, what belief is in the way of noticing the wholesomeness, the purity of action that is here now. And if you need to, if it's helpful, in a relaxed but clear way, review the five precepts to assure yourself that the way it is now for you is in alignment, with the integrity of non-harming. And that's a beautiful thing. and to support the arising of this joy, remember, you can keep coming back to the reflection. It just helps to frame one's experience. At this time, this heart, this mind is firmly or deeply grounded in the value of non-harming. So you would say something like that, and then you would just directly observe the quality of the mind and body as it is now, to see directly that the mind is established in kindness, not aversion, not hate. And this is a good thing. It's a beautiful thing. It's trustworthy and a cause for joy. And you'd contemplate the second precept. This heart, this mind, is deeply aligned with the values of generosity, non-stinginess, not taking what hasn't been given, being content with what's here. Just appreciating the goodness of that non-stealing, not needing things to be different, being content with what is. That's a beautiful thing too. And then the third, not acting out our sexual energy in any way that's confusing or hurtful. Aware of our inner speech, the inner dialogue, ongoing narration, and noticing how any thoughts arise from wisdom, wholesome intentions to be present, to let things be, reminders that it's okay to relax, that it's helpful to be interested, alert, this kind of language, these kinds of thoughts are wholesome, arising out of wholesome intention. And appreciating that the mind is not intoxicated. The natural clarity of the mind can express itself. It's not hindered by too much caffeine or too much of this or that, drugs, alcohol, whatever, intoxicant. The mind is free of all of that right now. And so that beautiful clarity, that natural clarity of the mind, is unhindered. The mind sees things as they are. And this is a beautiful thing as well. Something to appreciate. Something that gladdens the heart. The Buddha advised people to contemplate their sila, contemplate their integrity as a cause for joy.